God is this life. What of a God? Told about Srimad Bhagavatam. How Sukadeva Goswami brought Srimad Bhagavatam. And he eight classes of Srimad Bhagavatam are seven. He gave it to Parikshit Maharaj. Thousands of Parikshit Maharshi, Kani Jnani Ji, all were there. At first, he told a sambad, a dialogue between Narad Goswami and Vyas Dev. He told that Vyas has written, first divided Vedas into four Vedas. Rig Sam Devi. At first there was one Vedas, Atharva Vedas. And after that, persons of Dwapar Yuga cannot remember, they are not qualified to remember all the months of all Vedas, like Vyas Deva. He can remember every and each mantras of all Vedas. And he is Narayan himself, God himself, incarnation of God. So he knows all the meanings of all Vedas. So that the persons of Dwapar and Kali may remind the month, a special division was done. So he made four Vedas. After that, he wrote Srimad Mahabharata. Those who have no qualified for reciting Vedas. For Shudra, for all, he did Mahabharata. Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is eighteen chapters from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. After that he did 18 Purans, 18 Upa Puran, and 18 Shaka Puran. Total 36 Purans. He did so many all these things. He was sitting in Himalayas on Ganges. And that is called Shamyak Prash, the ashram of that. Only a chain of mountains near Badrik Ashram. He was not happy. Doing all these things and being the Jagat Guru, but yet there was something lacking in him. So he was not satisfied what he has been. At that time he had done Gita. Also there was Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavatam, but very brief. Padma Puran and all there. Mahabharata, all there. All were following him, but yet there are some lacking in him. He asked me, was thinking, I am not so happy. What is lacking in me? In the same time, not this one. Not this Divine Master, Gurudev of Vyasa. So he first defeats of his Gurudev. And he honored so much and gave a asan, a seat for him. And then he sat nearer to his lotus feet. Narada Goswami told him that you have done a vast and wonderful all these things, Ved, Upanishad and all the other things. But I am saying, why you are not so satisfied? Something lacking. He told Gurudev, I am thinking like so, but I cannot tell that where did it is. You are my Gurudev. You can know what it is. He told that I know that it is. A disciple cannot know his deity, where it is lacking, what to do. But Gurudev knows where there is any disease there. So if we have given, offered him everything unconditionally, we are surrendered, then he will give the medicine, proper medicine. So Vyasadeva was like so, surrendered so. I want to know what is the disease and what is the medicine for them. He is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that I have done so wonderful works. I have so much wealth, a reputation, everything, what a worldly man can have. And also a devotee. Everything is with me, but I am not satisfied. Just they told them, Bhavata anudit prayo jaso bhagavat amalam jen ev asau natu set manne tatas api. Though you have done so splendid things, but you have not written anywhere the pastimes of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And what are the pastimes of that Krishna? You have not written. You have told like Ram, you have done all and all others. In the same category. No supremacy of Krishna you have told anywhere. So this is the reason that you are not satisfied. You are as a big tree, but not sweet, so there, without sweet. A cow without cough and milk. So, if you had done so marvelous Vedas, Upanishad and all Puran, everything, with decorated language, ornamental language, but there is no amalajas, pure glory of Krishna. If no ornamental language, very poor language, also in broken, very poor, not in proper way. Yet, if there is the name of Krishna and the pastime of Krishna, it is perfect. But only ornamental language, having the given or glorifying mukti, salvation, or heaven, or all the other things, a man cannot be satisfied. So you must do it. He told, I don't know how I can do. How I can do? He told his history, own history, life, character, two aspects. How I knew all these things? I want to give you all the methods. A bona fide guru gives his life career to his bona fide disciple. How he received all these things? In what form? Also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita Rishi, that Gop Kumar telling to his one Brahmin his pastimes, how he meeting with Gurudev, how he was his mercy, I received his mercy, how I developed. With this, a disciple will be, a disciple will have so much affection and so much love and faith in Gurudev. He told in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Gop Kumar is telling that my Gurudev was sitting there, and he told that, oh, you are coming from that place? Oh, you have come to Mathura? Yes. He told everything, what happened. Oh, astonished. How you knew all this? Oh, he is qualified. What he wanted, Guru told, without any question from disciple. And he saw that, oh, Gurudev has, I have not questioned him, and yet he has told all my questions answered. Then he had so much faith on Gurudev. And he decided that I should take shelter of him. Otherwise he will not be satisfied. Then he will not take shelter of that. So this is the process. Lord told that I was a son of very low class of any widow. When I was about 5 years, some rishis came in our village, and that was rainy season. Very renowned these marshes were, like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and all so many. In India we see that sadhu, real sadhu, they don't come out anywhere else. They live in a special place, always doing kirtan, always in meditation, always in Harikatha. Four, and that is called Chaturmasya. You know, I have heard about Chaturmasya, 4 months. This rainy season. So they came, and very soon a hot heart for living their body managed. And simply they take one time, very simple things, fruits and other things, or anything by begging, and they use Harikatha always, remembering Krishna, telling each other. So Narada is telling that I was at 5 years old. My mother was engaged there to wash the pots, utensils and all of the things, cooking place. And when they used to offer to their Ishtadev and Mahaprasad, they used to take, and something was remaining in their
plate.
Not plate, but lip plate. Lips of rice.
Lip plate.
Lip. And so they used to wrap up all and to fell in there. The mother of Nag Rishi used to go. And the boy serving the rishis, giving water, when they used to go to take bath, he used to take the cloths of rishis, dandakamandalu and langoti. Langoti, you know, sannyasis take only very little, dry, and go. And when they took, used to take bath, after that, the wet dresses he used to bring. And sometimes water, sometimes doing these things. And hearing mentally what they are speaking. Sometimes he told, "Oh Vaishnava Thakur, may I take your remnant something which is in your lips?" He says, "Why not?" And they left some remnant and get to that. Once he took and became so by taking, by the serving of remnants. Remnants are of two kinds. What is remnants? Maha 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 Prasada. This. The remnants of Gurudev, he has heard. And again, he gave him. Then it becomes Maha Maha Prasada. Also like this, Mahapratadam also. Offered to Krishna, and then devotees are taking, and after that remaining is called Mahamaha. This is very essential for the, especially the words coming from the mouth. This makes the hearts of disciples and devotees very strong, faithful, and clears all the bad things which are in our hearts. The Charanamrita of Krishna or deities are so powerful, but the
Charanamrita
of Gurudev and bona fide person are more powerful. Especially the pit dust of Holy Master and bona fide Vaishnava. If he is Uttam Adhikari, if he is more than, more of high grade that I am, so sacred, and it can purify our hearts, so sweet. So he took three things from the Vaishnavas. And very soon his heart was so much pure. He remembered what they have told. He used to serve so harmony, with so hard. 4 months were gone, and they were leaving that place. This guy began to weep bitterly. What to do? What should I do? He was not weeping for her mother, his mother, but weeping for this sacred and pious, very bona fide Vaishnava. And they saw that he is weeping for them, called very affectionate, and told in his ears some mantra. In lonely place you should go, and in this process, the process he told, and do it for some time. The mantra itself will realize. You will be realized. Totally. They went away. But mother of Harikrishna, always taking the boys in his lap, and he could not understand why he is weeping. In fact, he is not satisfied. She used to give him so many kinds of preparation, so many things to play and all. But he was not satisfied. Oh Krishna, when I will have a time that I will have a special place, a special time to chant this mantra. One day he saw that in very morning his mother went to take pushpa,
flowers
from plucking. Picking?
Plucking.
Eh?
Plucking.
Plucking flowers. A serpent came and at once bite. And at once it died. He saw that my mother died. At once ran to forest. Very dense and very fearful forest. He did not care that his mother was lying down and bathed. Oh, Krishna has so much mercy. Now I am free. No duty at all. A dense forest. In a very good pond he took bath and under a shade of very banyan tree. He sat down and wait like this and always remaining reciting that. Very soon, Narada is telling, very soon I saw that as a flash lightning, that is right, Narayan, four-handed Narayan, Sang Chakra Gada Padma, very beautiful face, smiling face, he came. And as a flash vanished, he began to cry. Oh Narayan, oh Narayan, you should save me. I cannot live without you. Weeping so bitterly, at once,
a voice
came, don't be worried. I'm there, but you cannot see, because you have something here, malice, anything, wrong, something. And this body cannot bear that thing. So you should live in this world, chanting my names and roaming here and there, teaching the persons how to have divine Krishna or Narayan, and doing so, doing Hari Kirtan, a day will come when death will come and you will keep your legs fierce on the head of death and will come. Then I began to roam here and there. Narad bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina. Radhikaram. Narayan, Narayan, Sriman Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Like this. Sometimes Radha Raman name and Roman. At last one day different. And he kept his face on the head of death, means crossing the death. He left that body, material body, and he had, at once his Siddha Dev came out. And no chariot, no Viman like Dhruva, not needed that. He went to Narayan and he became so powerful to go in Prithvi Lok, Bhulok, Bhuvar Lok, Brahma Lok, Vaikunth Lok, everywhere. And with perpetual Sachidanandamaya Sarita. No difference between possessive and
possession.
No difference between soul and body. Everything between Sachidana. No death, no birth, no overly things. But he was seen like a person, like worldly person. But he was at a war. He is telling that by serving four things that I told and having hearing the Hari Katha, pure Hari Katha of Krishna, Narayana, everything I knew, what was Maya, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, everything I knew. This is mystery things. A bona fide guru gives this to bona fide any disciple, not to others. And this is why if a person wants to know all these things and to practice, he should surely go to any bona fide Gurudev. Otherwise he can realize all these things. So Vyas and Naradesha went away from that place. He took bath in Ganges. And Bhakti Yogin Manasa Sammak Panihite Amale Apashat Puranam Mayan Chajada Pasha. Bhakti Yogin. Without Bhakti, heart connected with Devi. A man thinks that generally we think that we can first purify our hearts and then we should do bhakti. We should purify our heart, then pure Krishna name will come. But this is not Siddhanta. In any way, if you have some Saddha, a little bit of Saddha, we are qualified to have Guru Guru. I'm surrendering myself. What I am, what I'm now giving to you. You can purify, you can do everything. This body, mind and everything I have offered to you, what to do and not what to do is in your hands. It's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and told the same thing to Ishvara. Deham Ami Samarpanam Tumare. I have given offered. Myself in your lotus feet, unto your lotus feet. What to do and not to do, now you should. So, a disciple goes to the Guru. Just there. As much as bhakti will go in our heart, her heart will be purified. If there is no bhakti, heart will not be purified. We cannot do in lakhs and lakhs births. We can control air, but we cannot control mind. No? See, five. Anyone cannot control air. Our life depends on air. Breathing. Be silent and don't take air for 60 seconds. That is it. What is here? So, there are persons who can control this air also. I was practicing some in very early. How to control this? Mind can be controlled so easily by the chanting of Hari name, pure bhakti, and in the association of any bona fide guru, bhakti coming and all things, mind control, very easy. We cannot control our anger very hard, but it can be like a very good dog.
Oh,
come on. And he'll come like this. Sometimes climbing here, there. So it can be, this mind can be also controlled, anger can be controlled, everything can be controlled by bhakti yoga. So grasping. Offered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Prachodayat. And once full conception of Krishna came down with his Shakti. Apashyata purusham purna mayancha jada pashayam. Krishna with Srimati Yadav, with whole breath, with Nanda Baba Jishudat and his cow, everything. Rasa also he saw. Everything. From bottom to end.
Top to bottom.
All the pastimes of Krishna. Saw that everything is knowing in this sight. Not like just dream or anything. But perfectly he was seeing. All that. He saw that those who have forgotten Krishna, Maya is taking them in his control. And they are suffering so much, lakhs and lakhs birth and deaths, and those who are coming with the contact of Shuddha Vaishnava and Bhakti, something. And by this bhakti process, bhakti yoga, they are going to Krishna and they are serving Krishna. What he saw? Maya. He was saying that Maya is in back side of Krishna. And front side, Vrindavan Praja. Everything was there. Aparsita Purusham Purna, with all his quality. With so beautiful say. He saw everything. He saw the birth of Krishna. He saw also when he was manifesting himself in four hands in Vasudeva Devaki, that jail. He also saw that at the same time Krishna was coming down from the womb of Yashoda Devi. Everything. And then what he did? Jasa vaisuyamanayam krishne parama purushe bhakti rupapatyata punsa shok moha bhayapaha.
Jasa Vaisuyama. Then he, what he saw in his samadhi, he wrote down. And that book is, samadhi granth is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasa Vaisuyamanayam, Krishna Epu Param Purusha. If anyone sees, hears all these things, Srimad Bhagavat, what he saw in his samadhi, samadhi you know, transcendental
meditation,
realized and say, he wrote, and it was Srimad Bhagavatam, Lokasya Ajanato Vidvan Chakre Shashvata Sanghita. Those who don't know all these things, all these facts, he wrote for them. He wrote for worldly persons, those who were suffering maya, from lakhs and lakh births, they are drinking in the ocean of birth and death and suffering and sorrows for them. If anyone hears this thing, this Srimad Bhagavatam, with Sraddha, Bhakti upapadyate punsang shoka moha bhayapaha, bhakti will come. And as much as bhakti will come, shoka moha bhaya, everything will go away. Shoka means suffering, lamentation for this worldly thing that I am losing. My father is dead, my brother is dead, my wife has left me and he has gone. Very nearer I am seeing. We cannot call these things. Husband is getting up. My husband is dead. I have become dead. So many things in this. So lamentation. So moha. If my father is my wife, I am the son of this, I am very wealthy person, I am so beautiful, I am so ugly, all these things. So kumo. Bhaya, fearing, all goes on. If bhakti comes, and if there is no bhakti, then any other method we cannot give up all these things. This is one method for conquering mind, giving all bad things, offense and all those things. So moha bhava, everything goes away. Sarsangita bhagavatam. I did bhagavatam, I wrote bhagavatam. And I taught it to my son, my disciple, only one. And who was he? So this is the method, how Narad served their Gurudev. Who? In fact, precious. And you should, we should try to know what are the inner methods to what, make advance.
To rise up.
Only one of our guru was practicing this line, and he has some bhakti here, and how there all the bad things has gone away. He teaches no other. So we should try to follow a guru like Sanaksananda. And disciple like Narad. And Narad again guru and disciple like?
Yes.
Again? Disciple like Sukhdev Goswami and guru like?
Right.
And again Sukhdev Goswami, disciple and guru? Sukhdev Goswami. Again Parikshit Maharaj like a disciple. He had not given initiation, but he was guru. How? Those who hear Harikatha and follow their life and everything, they are disciples. And if you are not following the characters, and the words of Gurudev. And only we are, oh, he is my Gurudev. It, so we should try to be bona fide disciple. So don't do avagya, guru avagya, shruti shastra nindanam, all these things. Guru is not a human body. He is very near and dear and realized so, and he is the parikar.
Associates
of Krishna. So we should try to honor him like this. Oh Gurudev, you have done all things very good, but this is wrong you have done. What is this? You should try to take my advice and you should go in this path. You know something in bhakti, but I know something
more.
Then Guru Rama. Guru knows everything, expert in everything. So we should try to follow him, not thinking him as a worldly man. We are drinking, we are going to stall, we are taking anything, we are working, you are working so hard. Gurudev also does all these things. So he is like a person like me, but he knows something. You know also something. So I should take help something, not everything. I know worldly things more than all. Then you are deceived. We should give our chariots and the what ropes of
reins
in his hand. And we should try to practically give up everything. And if he is bona fide, and if you think that he is not bona fide guru and I know something better than him, don't go and don't try to follow him. At first you should take pariksha. Pariksha means?
Examination.
Whether he is bona fide or not. We should wait and see. And if you know that, oh, he is bona fide. Krishna descends and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends. They manifest as a Krishna, himself Vyasa comes. And this is Krishna Dvaita and Vyasa. But other yugas when Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Ram does not come, descends, then the person like Ashwatthama, they became as Vyasa.
And Vyasa only on course.
Giving Vyasa, they give some power in them. And that is called Shaktya Veshavata. Vyasa is also seen as a Shaktya Vesha, but he is Narayan. But Vyasa is not Narayan. Some power manifested in him, and that power works. He has played a role according to the wish of Krishna in Mahabharata. But he was so qualified person. Even anyone can do follow Krishna, but as Shankar follows Krishna, oh go and preach Mayavada, Brahmakarma, all the matter. He first hesitated to do it, but he was so
surrendered.
Oh, what you are telling, I have to do. So he did. So Ashwatthama had also did by the will of Krishna, and he punished the persons who were escaped from him in Mahabharata. It was the work of Ashwatthama, this power came from Shankar, and Shankar did. And Shankar does dhansa. So Ashwatthama, only the Saktavesh, he did. Actually, Shankar did this. And actually, the wish of Krishna was doing all this. No one doing anything.
Gaur Premanande.
Huh?
It should be ended by Krishna.
Shiva Sari Gaur.